Junk's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's time now to hit the skins because it is 7 a.m. It's brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now? Then grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case. Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can like Mike Marr is right now. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You get 10% off. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you, yes, you radio listener, great. Hat tip to Austin Seibert. He was named NFC Special Teams Player of the Week.
Should have been.
Coming off of his 7-for-7 field goal performance in the Commanders' win over the Giants. He is now the franchise single-game record holder for field goals made in a game, and he's been on the roster for like 10 days.
What's the record for field goals made
I believe a few guys hold the record tied.
It's got to be eight. Wow.
I'm not sure who has that, but I heard it like last week after he kicked the 7 that there are a couple guys tied with 8.
What's Justin?
I'm sure, we can look it up.
What's Tucker's record? Is he like 5 or 6, Matt? Do you know?
Feel like, sorry, say that again.
Tucker's all-time record for, you know, personal record for field goals made in a game. It's probably got to be like 6.
I don't know.
5 or 6.
Detroit.
Did you guys?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, he had a lot.
Have you guys noticed what kickers are doing through the first 2 weeks is in the long-range field goals? I believe 35 of 37 from 50-plus. And the only two misses.
They've hit them?
Wow. They've hit them. The only two misses are Justin Tucker, who usually kills it from 50-plus.
Yeah. He's hit 6 field goals in the game twice.
I mean, the kickers are doing work from distance through 2 weeks.
There's been a lot of discussion on whether Tucker is washed.
Oh, really? That's out there?
I think he might be cooked.
Uh-oh.
Well, he's been playing a long time.
How many years has he been in the league now?
13, 14?
Yeah, forever, I feel like.
Somewhere in there.
I mean, he's only 34.
Right.
For kickers,
I mean, usually
age,
those guys can kick forever.
Yeah.
I mean, it's only over 50, too. I think it's something in his head.
He's got the yips?
He's got the over 50 yips.
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's a real thing.
I saw one of them he barely missed.
Still a miss?
It is still a miss. Yeah, it is a miss. Doesn't matter if it's barely or 30 yards wide.
I know, but I wouldn't think that he's washed based on what I saw.
I wouldn't think.
Washed? No. In his head, yes.
Yeah. Could definitely be a thing.
Didn't he have a big miss last year in the playoffs, I thought?
In the playoffs? I'd have to go
Or towards the end of the season?
I'll
find it.
I think he's 1-for-7 in his last 8 over 50.
Ooh. Yeah, it was just 1-for-5 last season over 50.
Oh, yeah, 1-for-7. You include the 2 this year.
That is surprising. Yeah, but anyway,
it dates back to last season. Okay. That's why I say he's in his head over 50.
So congrats.
But you know where he's automatic? 250s. You know where he's automatic?
Inside 50.
Inside 50.
Yeah.
How long were automatic. The over 50-yard attempts by Tucker? Because not all plus 50 mm-hmm. or equal. Was
well,
one
last week against, I guess, last week against the Raiders, it was 52. I think it was 55 against the Chiefs. Mm. I think he's had a couple of 60s going back to last season.
Right.
But the two this season have been very makeable, 52 and 55.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I'd still want him over 95% of the other kickers.
Yeah.
And by the way, Seibert, great game, 7-for-7. But it just means he's going to have a couple big misses on Monday night. I'm sorry.
I don't know if it happens on Monday night.
I think
but
he's going to have a big miss on Monday night.
That over the course of the season, he's going to be Austin Seibert.
Yeah. He was in a zone.
Hey, what yardage do you guys groan if they miss under?
45.
Is this a real groan?
45?
No.
You're fired if you miss under 45 in my book.
Really?
45? You should be able to kick it kind of left footed.
I think 45 is solid.
I think it kind of depends.
I think under 40. If you miss under 40, I'm just going to have a real issue with you.
And it kind of depends on the weather. But
I would say
42 to 43. No.
If it's under 52, I expect them to make it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Nah, I think it's too hard.
Guess with what's happening recently, maybe your expectations have been elevated.
45? You got to hit 98% of those.
Are you killing me? Cake said 40.
I did say 40.
That's the high school.
My stand is apparently very low.
Well, what did the guy? You guys wanted the Commanders kicker fired after week one for missing what, a 49er? What did he miss?
Yeah, but he kicked it out of bounds. He missed two field goals, kicked one out of bounds, and he made an extra point by a whisker.
Oh, he barely got it in.
Well, I will say this. I'm not sure about the actual field goal. Again, it kind of depends on the elements, but extra points should be 100%.
Pretty much. That's a 33-yard.
I mean, 98. Something could happen on the operation.
Right.
Okay, but if you get a clean kick, I think you got to make those. How long are extra points?
33. Yep.
Yeah. You got to make 100% of those.
If I see my kicker coming out for a 50-yarder, I'm putting those points on the board. Oh, you better make it or we're going to have a problem.
Wow, you have really high expectations for kickers, apparently.
I do.
Who's Seattle's kicker?
Jason Myers. And believe me, he misses them all the time. Yeah. I would have cut him 100 times by now.
You should be on the hotline to your head coach, McDonald, to let him know that you're dissatisfied with the production. This is good production.
I'm going to file this away for when you guys are blaming a kicker on a Commander's loss. Mm-hmm.
I'm stealing this from Mason Kinahan on Twitter, @Mason_Kinahan.
That's the young kid.
He is young. The Commanders lead the league in offensive drives with a first down at 74%. That's pretty good. It's pretty impressive.
They're starting their drives much better than they're finishing their drives.
Oh, that's true.
So 75% of their first drives of the game, they're getting a first down.
They're not three and outing.
Yeah.
It's good that you're avoiding three and outs.
And I'm guessing the majority of those are Jaden's runs.
I'm sure that's a big part of it.
Yeah. Okay. But how many touchdowns did they score last week?
They scored enough points to beat the Giants.
That's not the question I asked you. That's not the question I asked.
They scored zero touchdowns.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Is it Jaden's fault that the offensive line loves false starting on like the 5 or 7 yard line?
It could be his fault that we just don't know it. Hmm. His cadence could be a little off on a couple of those. We just don't know it.
Possibly. Jaden Daniels off to a historic start to his rookie campaign. He's the first quarterback taken in the first round to account for 500 total yards of offense and not turn the ball over in his first two starts since at least 1970.
Wow.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty impressive. It's
a pretty good start.
It's impressive that he has not turned the ball over because he's been hit a bunch.
Right.
Now, he has fumbled some. They just he hasn't lost them.
Right.
But not to throw the picks with all these other rookies, young quarterbacks throwing picks. Not just the rookies, the second-year guys.
Yep.
But, yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Yep, so we have to wait until Monday Night Football for Commanders at the Bengals.
Let me give you the updated betting numbers.
I would love for you to do that.
Bengals, kind of like the Bengals in week one, where they laid about 9 or 9.5 to the Patriots, and they were huge money line favorites, about 4-1 favorites. Bengals laying 9 in this game, -370 on the money line. That means you got to put up $370 to win $100. For them just to win. The total's 47. Washington Commanders team total is just under 21. It's 20.5. The team total for the Bengals, 27.5.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised at the over-under on this. I mean, you might have a more updated number. The number I'm looking at is 47. They're expecting 47. A decent number of points to be scored in this game.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully it's not just a bunch of Austin Seibert field goals again. Hopefully Jaden's able to finish drives, throw his first NFL touchdown pass in this game, and keep the Commanders competitive and keep the game close.
And the Bengals were obviously much better this past week in Kansas City than they were in week one at home against the Patriots. Lost the game, but you know they had the Chiefs beat. The Chiefs had a long fourth down conversion. They only rushed three guys. Mahomes got bounced out of the pocket, threw the ball downfield. There was a pass interference, which ultimately set up the game-winning field goal. If that doesn't happen, the Chiefs lose to the Bengals. But Burrow was 23 of 36, threw a couple touchdowns.
Yep.
They couldn't run the ball, though. That's
been a real issue for them. The Commanders average 176.5 rushing yards per game. The Bengals, 72. Bengals leading rusher, Zach Moss. He's got 21 carries, 78 yards. He's found the end zone once. Chase Brown is his backup. He's got 7 carries on the season. And you juxtapose that with Brian Robinson Jr., 29 carries already for 173. Jaden Daniels already through two games, 132 yards rushing. And Austin Eckler, I would expect a little uptick from him, just 10 carries for 48 yards. But the rushing attack for the Commanders clearly carrying them early in this campaign.
We talked about
it being any different in game three.
We talked about it all offseason that though Cliff Kingsbury is known for the air raid, mm-hmm. we actually dive into the numbers. Jason, you would bring this up all the time. He liked running the football in Arizona.
Yep. But he also likes throwing the ball either at the line of scrimmage or behind the line of scrimmage. Now, we saw him open up that a bit in the second half of the game against the Giants, and hopefully you see more of that from the first drive against the Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully there's a little more Terry McLaurin involvement. You'd love to see Zach Ertz get more balls as well. That's the guy that Jaden's been leaning on through the first few games. Eckler leads the team in receiving, 99 yards. Ertz right behind him with 90 yards receiving as well on 7 grabs.
Yeah, I think Cincinnati would lean on the run a little bit more than they have against the Commanders, because mm-hmm. Commanders have been struggling against the run.
Right.
And I think that they should give the ball to Chase Brown a little bit more than they have. I think 4 carries, I mean, he got 31 yards on 4 carries.
And he's also a guy that can catch balls out of the backfield. He's effective in that. And a little surprising, this is because T. Higgins is sidelined with a hamstring injury. Not sure whether he's going Monday night yet or not.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Gesicki's had a big role in this offense at tight end. Already has 10 grabs for 109. He's been targeted 13 times. So he's been a pretty integral part of the offense. His role should, you know, take a little bit of a back seat. When Higgins shows up, just a matter of when is he going to be ready.
He had 9 targets in the Chiefs game. The week before, he dropped a touchdown pass.
Right.
That would have been maybe the game winner.
And he caught one also that was ruled not a touchdown because he was like, I think it was a separate play where he was like, didn't quite get his feet down.
I think that's the one I was talking about.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So he's definitely been a big part of that offense.
100%. But I think Jamar Chase, they're going to target Jamar Chase a bunch. He only had 5 targets in the Chiefs game. He's going to get triple that.
I would think he should get 12 to 15 targets against this Commander's secondary. Coming up next, we'll talk more NFL with Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL insider. He'll join us next here on The Fan.